Devil's Advocates, making radio great again.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Tuesday edition. Another legal update. This one you're going to like a little better than the Trump jurist ruling that mask mandates are thrown out. It's optional now. Do you want to wear a mask on a train, a plane, an airplane, a bus? Well, no, I didn't necessarily want to wear one, but I did. Mostly because it was mandated. And even though I know it's the right thing to do and the safe thing to do, you know, a lot of us, we don't do the right thing unless somebody's watching or telling us to do the right thing. I know I'm not the only one. Right? We'd all be skinny, beautiful people working out every day. And I know that's not.
I don't necessarily think that that's the case to be healthy either. You don't have to be skinny or working out every day to be healthy. Just throwing that out there. But that's a totally different tangent, but I got you.
That's a substantially different tangent. Here's the legal update that you're going to like better. Legal effort to remove Marjorie Taylor Greene from the Georgia ballot can proceed, a judge says. Eugene Scott reporting at the Washington Post. A federal judge ruled Monday that a group of Georgia voters can proceed with their legal effort to disqualify Rep. Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for re-election because of her alleged role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob. Free Speech for People, a national election and campaign finance group, filed a challenge in March with the Georgia Secretary of State's office, alleging that Greene, who has built a reputation as one of the former president's, you know, Donald Trump's most fervent supporters, helped facilitate the violent insurrection aimed at preventing Congress from confirming Joe Biden's win. The organization also filed a similar lawsuit on behalf of North Carolina voters to prevent Rep. Madison Cawthorn from running for re-election because of his alleged role in the storming of the Capitol, but was initially unsuccessful. Now, I understand that case is on appeal. The challenges claim that the lawmakers' actions violate a provision of the 14th Amendment and thus make them ineligible to run for re-election. The rarely cited provision of the amendment states that no one can serve in Congress who, and this is the quote from the statute, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same. The amendment was ratified shortly after the Civil War. The provision in question was meant to prevent lawmakers who fought for the Confederacy from being reelected to Congress. Now, Greene, 47, has been accused of frequently using language to incite violence on the U.S. Capitol, including referring to efforts to challenge the results, declaring Biden the winner of the 2020 election, is our 1776 moment. She denies that she played a role in the event that led to the deaths of five people and injuries to 140 members of law enforcement. Although there was some rumor she was giving some tours around, but I read on from the reporting what can be substantiated. Greene filed a lawsuit earlier this month requesting that a judge block Georgia officials from enforcing the state law used by Free Speech for People in its challenge, arguing that it's unconstitutional. Greene also, and here's the quote, vigorously denied that she aided and engaged in insurrection to obstruct the peaceful transfer of presidential power. She denies it, strongly denies it. Judge Amy Totenberg, now this is a different judge than Mizell, the earlier referenced Trump appointee, who was appointed to the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Georgia by President Barack Obama. Different president, right? Different outcome. Denied Greene's request for a preliminary injunction and temporary restraining order in a 73-page ruling, saying that the lawmaker did not meet the burden of persuasion.
Just saying something is unconstitutional isn't the burden of persuasion you need. Just saying it and then saying, hey, where in the Constitution is it unconstitutional? And then going, freedom and running away doesn't really work as a
Well, when your arguments don't meet the threshold of being persuasive, Fancy Brian. Here's what the judge wrote. Totenberg wrote, this case involves a whirlpool of colliding constitutional interests of public import. The novelty of the factual and historical posture of this case especially when assessed in the context of the preliminary injunction motion reviewed on the fast track, has made resolution of this complex legal issues at stake here particularly demanding. Now, while expressing her disappointment with the lawsuit, Marjorie Taylor Greene suggested Monday on Fox News that Republicans could look into retaliatory efforts to disqualify Democratic lawmakers from re-election. When did they participate in an insurrection, MTG?
Unconstitutional. Freedom.
The Republican Party needs to fight harder, she told television host. Where would she run? Tucker. You know, because he has the tan testicles. Tucker Show. If you could challenge any representative's candidacy or elected office holder, I bet we would round up some Republican voters who did not like Kamala Harris funding rioters, criminal rioters out of jail, or representatives Ilhan Omar, Cori Bush, or Maxine Waters in inciting riots. I think there's another way to play this game.
Unconstitutional freedom.
Vice President Harris did not provide funding to get rioters released from jail, but following the 2020 murder of George Floyd, a black Minneapolis resident, by police officers, Harris, then a senator from California, tweeted information about the Minnesota Freedom Fund, an organization that helped provide cash for bail for those protesting racism and police violence. Well, that's just the same as participating in an insurrection.
I mean, it's nearly identical.
Just weeks after Floyd's death, it raised an astonishing $35 million, in part because of tweets such as the one by Harris. In her appearance on Fox, Green also complained about having to appear in court. I have to go to court on Friday and actually be questioned about something I never have been charged with and something I was completely against, she said. A little bit more. Ron Fine, legal director of Free Speech for People, told the Washington Post that his organization looks forward to questioning Green under oath about her involvement in the January 6th attack. Here's what he said. It's rare for any conspirator, let alone a member of Congress, to publicly admit the goals of their actions are preventing a peaceful transfer of power and the death of the president-elect and Speaker of the House. But that's exactly what Marjorie Taylor Greene did. The Constitution disqualifies from public office any elected official who aided the insurrection, and we look forward to asking Representative Greene about her involvement under oath. Yeah, that's the important part, the under oath part. Any Georgia voter eligible to vote for a candidate can challenge that candidate's qualifications by filing a written complaint within 2 weeks after the deadline for qualifying, according to state law. The Secretary of State has to notify the candidate of the challenge before requesting a hearing before an administrative law judge. The judge goes on to hold a hearing before presenting findings to the Secretary of State before the state official determines whether the candidate is qualified. James Bopp Jr. Now, we've heard that name a couple times recently, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
James Bopp, a lawyer for Green, did not respond immediately to requests for comments. Who else does he represent? Someone Google James Bopp for me. Georgia will be mailing absentee ballots next week for its May 24th primary. And Green was recently mocked by late-night television host Jimmy Kimmel for contacting U.S. Capitol Police over his jokes about her, the same police she refused to honor last June when she voted against awarding them the Congressional Gold Medal for defending the Capitol and lawmakers during the insurrection. Green had called some in her party pro-pedophile for supporting the confirmation of Justice Designee Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. And the outcome of Green's case so far stands in stark contrast to that of Cawthorn. Proceedings were set to begin in North Carolina to determine whether Cawthorn participated in or supported the insurrection, but he successfully sued in federal court to block the proceedings. Cawthorn's lawsuit doesn't contest the facts of his involvement in the January 6th rally on the Ellipse, and he has previously denied that he participated in the riot. I thought he had guns in the wheelchair. His lawsuit pushed back on whether a state could review the qualifications of a federal candidate. And what did he catch? Well, he caught a Trump appointee, of course. Richard Myers II, whom Trump appointed to the U.S. Court of Eastern District of North Carolina, that's where Cawthorn wants to get back on the ballot, ruled in Cawthorn's favor, allowing the lawmaker's name to appear on the primary ballot. Efforts to appeal the ruling were filed last week. If Cawthorn wins his primary race, Free Speech for People plans to appeal Meyer's ruling. It argues that the judge improperly blocked the group from intervening to defend the federal case, and that there is no reason under federal law why the challenge shouldn't move forward. And Cawthorn is facing a tight primary race. He falsely claimed in a recent fundraising appeal that the left, the media, were behind the accusations he made in March that senior Republican lawmakers had invited him to participate in an orgy. Sort of a coke-fueled orgy, right? And that he had witnessed members of his party using cocaine. Fine told the Post that the organization has also filed cases against Republican reps Paul Gosar and Andy Biggs of Arizona. Little note about the coke-fueled orgies that apparently Madison Cawthorn has been invited to. Someone else's thought, but I'll share it with you. That is perhaps the most inclusive the Republicans have ever been to make a coke-fueled orgy wheelchair accessible.
That is pretty amazing. Very good stuff. I got some information on James Bopp for you.
Yeah, James Bopp.
Yeah, he's Gableman's attorney.
That's why I knew that guy.
He's Gableman's attorney. And if I may just read a little blurb here that
Gableman's
I also found.
Gableman's attorney that said specifically what his boss in the Gableman is the special prosecutor in the state of Wisconsin. Uh-huh. Prosecutor that said we should what? Strongly consider rescinding the electoral college votes for Joe Biden, you know, like 2 years after the election. And his own attorney went to a public hearing in the state of Wisconsin, the aforementioned attorney Bopp, and said, you know, there's no legal remedy here.
Yeah. Back in 2008, he was laughed out of court, literally. This is in Mother Jones. The white-haired lawyer from Terre Haute, Indiana, was appearing before a federal three-judge panel to argue that a client, a small conservative nonprofit named Citizens United, should be able to air Hillary the movie on demand during the Democratic presidential primaries because she's a European socialist, a ruthless political schemer, and a cross between Machiavelli and Lady Macbeth. That's James Bopp, who is now representing Marjorie Taylor Greene. Great job.
And Gableman. At Wisconsin taxpayer expense.
That's very good.
And let's not forget, here in the great state of Wisconsin, there is an action afoot to disqualify U.S. Senator Ron Johnson and Representatives Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald from their respective ballots. And that effort's being led by our friend Kirk Bankstead and his crew at the Minocqua Brewing Company Super PAC. So anyways, I think they're probably watching that case with great anxiousness, what's happening down in Georgia to Marjorie Taylor Greene, because initially it looked a little depressing, you know, even though North Carolina said, yeah, let's allow this complaint to move forward. Federal judge, a Trump appointee in the Western District of North Carolina said, no, you know, he's probably got a point here. Maybe it's unconstitutional. I'm going to injunct it. Put him on the ballot. But Cawthorn specifically was at the Ellipse. I'm not clear if Marjorie Taylor Greene was. Now, she said some pretty violence-inspiring kind of stuff that might lead one to believe that she was all down for an insurrection. But I don't know if MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, if you didn't know, I don't know if she was at the Ellipse and at the march and whether she went to the Capitol.
All I can say is the hardest thing they're going to have to prove is that she inspired anyone to do anything.
Is it because her pleadings are less than persuasive?
Well, first of all, freedom. Second of all, Joe Biden sucks. Thank you very much. I'm out.
Calling the Capitol Police on a joke, that just shows what a shrewd legal mind she has. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on the radio. And you can participate. You probably got some legal thoughts. Accurate or not, we don't care. We're James Bopp. I'm representing Marjorie Taylor Greene and Michael Gableman. I haven't been disbarred yet, but not for lack of trying. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
I don't believe in evolution. I believe in God.
I am the chosen one. I love you.
He loves you and he needs money. Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.